Worldwide KFUO on this Friday morning. Buzz Aldrich filling in for the vacationing Andy Bates, who takes a day off. And joining me on the phone this morning, it is Christine Leonard, the National Community Life Coordinator for Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Buzz.
October is a special month for you. What is it?
October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month.
Okay.
And so we're excitedly celebrating that.
Well, okay, let's start back where we go with you are who you are. Who is Bethesda Lutheran Communities? What is it? Where did it begin? Where are the communities?
Bethesda is a Christian organization that provides homes and other services to people with disabilities to help them live the lives they want. We extend God's love by serving people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Bethesda's mission is to enhance the lives of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities through services that share the good news of Jesus Christ. We provide all kinds of homes for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, and currently we have over 300 programs across the United States. These homes include community-based homes, host homes, or family caregiver programs, but we also provide day programs, spiritual support services, camps, vocational training, and personal growth opportunities to help people live the lives they want.
You say there's over 300?
Yes, there is.
So you are in how many locations? I mean, how many states, I should say?
We're in 13 states across the United States.
Okay, terrific. And I'm sure we'll get to you in a second here to give a website to do that. But what exactly do you do for Bethesda?
Well, my official title is the Community Life Coordinator. And what that role is I oversee the employment and day programs in the 13 various states. I spent 33 years teaching individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And about 6 months ago, God led me on a different journey to be able to provide a better life for more people in a greater mission. And I thank him daily for giving me this new journey in life.
So this, as we mentioned at the beginning of things, is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. What does that mean for people?
Well, I think that for all of us, working provides value to us in different ways. In the form of a paycheck, working plays a big part in defining who we are as a person, and it gives us our standing in the community. For people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, it's no different. We want to be able to bring awareness to the sense of pride that people with disabilities get in the work that they can do. We want to bring a bigger message to allow people with disabilities to have access to job training and to jobs, because employment for a person with disability is possible. And the strides that are happening across the country in inclusion make that possible in all aspects, not just employment that we're honoring this month, but just that inclusion within the community for everyone.
So for you and what you do and the folks at Bethesda Lutheran Communities, it's a twofold thing because you already have some people that come to live there that have some disabilities, but then putting employment out there for people who have disabilities to help others, whether the ones they're helping are disabled or not.
Correct.
Okay. Well, so it's important to celebrate this month in many different facets. What are you doing to celebrate?
Well, we are speaking to different groups, talking to you this morning, which thank you for having us on. We are honoring the employers across the country that have chosen to become an inclusive employer. And by recognizing the many, many businesses that are already opening their doors to allow people with disabilities to have the same chance the rest of us do. We're getting our message out along social media, which is the way that our world evolves today, and to just say thank you to our many job developers and job coaches that are out there every day helping people be able to make that dream come true.
Well, we use statistics all the time on the radio to bring mm-hmm. things to a point. How about the percentage of the working age people who have disabilities?
Well, if you look at the age group of 16 to 64, which is usually your working age group, 27% of people with disabilities have a job, while when we look at the group of people without disabilities, that percentage raises to 71%.
Wow.
So there is a huge gap.
Yeah. And this time of year, it's getting colder. And I know for those of us who have friends who have disabilities that are especially bone related, I know a lot of people with arthritis are actually have gone on disability, come off, gone back and forth between things. This is one of those times when the weather's changing and you're starting to feel that cold in your bones. You're going, this is a time for me to go and look because I just got off of my therapy or whatever the case may be. So we look at these things and wonder what is going to be out there for them if, for example, they were on a long-term disability and came off, right?
Right, right.
So there are people with these disabilities out there, and when you do the comparisons and things, people with the disabilities, that, and especially when you say, what'd you say, 27%?
27% of people with disabilities have a job.
So one in four people walking past you on the street in a community may be that person.
Right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, in the case of honoring all these different companies that are helping put these folks to work, what can you do to talk with that company and if let's say it's a small business, because, you know, that's probably one of the biggest sectors of the American economy is the small business. They're
Correct.
Looking at hiring somebody. What would you do to tell the boss there, some company, since they're so small, they might not even have an HR department. What would you say to somebody there that's considering hiring someone with a disability and maybe they haven't done that before?
Well, I think you would start off by saying, you know, people with intellectual and developmental disabilities have life goals just like the rest of us, and we want to work together with them to make that become a reality. We just don't drop somebody off at the doorstep and say, here you go, hire somebody with a disability. It's a walking hand-in-hand process where we work with a job developer that comes in and helps to facilitate the job in the beginning for someone, may make some modification, may look at some accommodation that can be made to help the person become successful in that job. Past that point, then, a job coach is on site with the individual for a determined period of time to be able to assist. So it's not just having the company have to take over. We, as Bethesda, in our support services, walk with that person and help both the employer and the individual with a disability become successful in that job, because that's what we want, is success for the person.
Disabilities come in a wide variety of areas. Talk about some of the different places and people that are, not places, but people with the disabilities, the different disabilities, and what might be expected of the job trainers to help someone acquire the level of skill that some companies need, and vice versa, the companies to learn through those employees what their value is.
Well, I think that so many times the accommodations that we make on job sites aren't just an accommodation that ends up helping the individual with a disability, but helps all the workers. If you're working in a fast-paced industry and someone has a reading disability, sometimes just adding a picture next to the words to be able to help them, let's say it's in a stocking situation, and so then they just are matching the picture rather than having to read labels. Well, for the rest of the employees, that becomes a faster pace for them too. They're not stopping and reading everything. They're just looking at that visual support that we put there. And so those types of accommodations can help everyone, not just the individual with a disability.
It's very much a country filled with people who, because we aren't all the very same, we're not robots, we don't learn the same way, we don't have the same intelligence level, we don't have the same physical skills. This is one of the areas that some people ignore it because they think that in their little tiny corner of the world, they don't have a lot of people like that around them. They just don't see them, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But the case is, they're right there, and you will encounter them at some point in your life if you live, 50 years. And they're going to be your coworkers and your neighbors and someone that you take a service from.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're encountering the people that are out there that we can or cannot see that disability, and we get into a conversation about working, what's something we can do to help them feel more at ease, like those of us who've not had a disability in our work lifetime?
Well, I think just all of us succeed in life because, number one, we have a faith that God's going to help us get through things. And number two, I think just from the lifting up of others, and so just encouraging people to be able to, yes, you can do it. And yeah, it might be a little hard at first, and even for the employers. This is something that you can try. Everyone deserves a chance to be able to live to their fullest and have the same opportunities. We can't put people into different boxes and say, well, they can't do that. We don't know until we try. And so to be able to give everyone a chance to be able to live the same dreams that all of us have is just what is the right thing to do. And Buzz, I got to tell you a cute story here. We work with a young man, and here we live, you know, in Watertown, Wisconsin. It is a small town, and after midnight in this small town, the stop-and-go lights flash. They don't operate like usual. And this young man got a job in the community, got his first apartment. He has an intellectual disability, and he came to me one day and said, hey, do you know the stop-and-go lights flash after midnight? Because he had worked till midnight that night. And I said, well, yeah, I did. I heard that once or twice. And he said, I never, ever knew that. And here we not only gave this individual a job, a chance to be successful working, but and to live in the community in his own apartment, but we opened up the world to him. He never had any notion that these things happened outside in the world. So giving somebody a job, giving them the experience, allows them to live that dream of living on their own and seeing the world just like the rest of us see it. And to me, that's what employment and being able to support the people through that is all about, just letting people have that same dream the rest of us do.
Christine, I can stand here and say very happily that I can almost see that conversation taking place, visualize that, and see the smile on his face when you interact with them.
And the tears in my eye.
Yeah.
You know,
indeed.
It's like, it's a passion of mine. Everybody deserves to have the same dream.
So now here's the key question here. If somebody is out there and trying to find themselves the right place because they have some sort of a disability, we know that Bethesda Lutheran Community looks for those people sometimes in particular places, and not everywhere is going to have an opening, but how does somebody take a look at what Bethesda Lutheran Communities may have?
Well, I think the best way to do it would be to go to our website, which is BethesdaLutheranCommunities.org/services/employment-supports. And we'll be able to connect them up with some support services, either as an employer or as someone with a disability looking for a job.
And that goes, again, 300-plus communities in 13 states. And that means that almost everybody has somebody near there.
Exactly.
And I guess they can go to BethesdaLutheranCommunities.org and probably see where those locations are, too.
Yes, they can.
Well, terrific. Well, Christine Leonard, I'm very glad to have had some time to spend with you this morning. And I guess let's all celebrate National Disability Employment Awareness Month together, and especially celebrate those people who have had a chance to get into the workforce and those places that are and countering the joy of having someone with his disability working in their place.
It will change your life, that's for sure.
Oh, indeed. Again, BethesdaLutheranCommunities.org. And then if you want to look specifically for the employment part, BethesdaLutheranCommunities.org/services/employment-supports.
Correct.
Okay, Christine Leonard, National Community Life Coordinator for Bethesda Lutheran Communities. I thank you so much for being on His Time this morning. God's richest blessings to you.
Thank you. Same to you, Buzz. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. And This is Worldwide KFUO, and his time continues coming up after 8 o'clock. Pastor Jacob Heine and the Daily Lectionary with Andy Bates.